Florida Republicans reduce Democrat ballot lead to 108K after early voting period ends. By Hannah Blow on November 2, 2020. Registered Republicans in Florida have reduced the Democrats' overall lead in ballots cast to just over 108,000 ahead of Election Day, according to data from the Florida Division of Elections. The early voting period concluded over the weekend in the Sunshine State. The most recent data, released Monday morning, shows that Republicans vastly outpaced Democrats in early voting, holding a 555,562 edge. With the election just one day away, Democrats continue to hold an advantage in mailed-in ballots, up 663,685. Overall, throughout the early voting period, Republicans reduced the Democrats' total advantage to 108,123. Casting 3,404,088 ballots to the Democrats' 3,512,211, when mail-in voting and early voting are combined. Nearly 2 weeks ago, on October 21, Democrats held a 486,797 overall ballot advantage. Nearly 9 million Floridians have already voted in the election. Republicans remain confident on Trump's prospects of securing the state again, pointing to the fact that Democrats now have the slimmest lead in voter registration in the state's history, as well as the GOP's propensity to vote in person on Election Day. Democrats, however, have shown signs of panic, pointing to the higher Republican turnout in Miami-Dade. As Politico reported on Friday, registered Republicans were outpacing Democrats in voter turnout in the blue county essential for Democrats, with nearly 63% of the 428,000 registered Republicans voting and 56% of the county's 634,000 registered Democrats doing the same. Leftists also pointed to the lower voter turnout among minorities, including Hispanic voters and Black voters. Democrats have a big turnout issue in the Hispanic community in Miami-Dade, Democratic data analyst Matt Isbell told the outlet. Hispanic Democrat turnout is only 48% while the Republican Hispanics are at 57%, he said. This large of a gap doesn't exist in Broward or Orange. It is a Miami problem. President Donald Trump held a rally in Miami-Dade late Sunday night, his fifth and final rally of the day. 2 days from now, we're going to win my home state of Florida. And we are going to win 4 more years in the White House, he said as the crowd chanted 4 more years. With your vote, we will continue to cut your taxes, cut regulations, support our great police, support our great military, protect your Second Amendment, defend religious liberty, and ensure more products are proudly stamped with that wonderful phrase, made in the USA, he continued. Next year will be the greatest economic year in the history of our country, he predicted. Monday's Real Clear Politics average showed former Vice President Joe Biden up by a single percentage point in the Sunshine State.